It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 13 of the Podketeer Podcast. When's the last time you went to a theater? Going to the movies is an experience that we've all had. We buy our tickets at the box office, get our popcorn and our candy, settle into our comfortable seats. Then the theater goes dark, the credits start to roll, and the first thing that hits you is the theme song. Made up of bold and glorious brass, quiet violins, strumming guitars, all the things that make up musical soundtracks of films. Then on top of all of that come the sound effects, the booms and screeches, the roaring dinosaurs, the spaceship sliding by with a whoosh that really shouldn't be there since there's no sound in space, but you know, being in Disneyland has been compared to being inside of a movie. You're surrounded by themed music varying from land to land, sound effects and special songs on the rides. And along with all of that are the voices of Disneyland. Voices both new and old, some that just joined the park and some that have been around since it opened. Probably the three most famous voices of Disneyland are Rex Allen, probably most famous as the voice of the Carousel of Progress, Paul Frees, who's your ghost host in the Haunted Mansion, and the subject of today's podcast, Thurl Ravenscroft, the lead singer of the Grim Grinning Ghosts, Tony the Tiger, and lots of other stuff. And today, I'm going to go into a little bit about Thurl Ravenscroft, and I'm going to play a bunch of clips for you, and some park audio featuring Thurl's voice. So with that being said, on with the first little audio clip.
I am Tongaroa, father of all gods and goddesses. Here in this land of enchantment, I appear before you as a mighty tree. Stand back! Oh, mystic powers, hear my call. From my limbs, let new life fall.
As I'm sure you recognized, that was the Tangarosa spiel from the Tiki Room outside in the waiting area before you go in. Now, Thurl also voiced some of the Tiki gods. He was Fritz and several of the other voices in the show, and also sang with the Mellow Men, which was one of the groups that he sang with, as part of the Tiki Room chorus. He had such an amazing voice. I don't really know of anybody who had such a booming, low bass voice, one that I would sure like to have. Next, I've got something that I ran across that's really cool, and you're going to want to maybe clip this out of the show and use it, because it's a answering machine message that he recorded, and I'm going to put that out here. And like I said, this may be something you want to clip out of the show and use it for your answering machine. Here we go.
Greetings, loved ones. We're deathly afraid that we can't take your call. But if you have a grave message for us, leave it at the creaky old gong. We'll return it as soon as humanly possible. Have an eternally pleasant day, hear?
Now let me ask you, was that cool or was that cool? Now grab it and hang on to it, and next time you get a chance, you can put it up there and use that as your answering machine, and all your friends will think you're nuts. Or they'll think you're a big Disney fan. But it's definitely cool. He's using his grim, grinning ghost voice there. So it definitely was something I thought everybody'd get a kick out of. Well, now I've got a little song that he sang that's, well, now it is Disney, I guess, but at the time he recorded it, it wasn't Disney. And it's a Muppet song. And I had never heard the song by anybody other than Jim Henson as Kermit. But here's Thurl Ravenscroft singing It's Not Easy Being Green.
Hi, I'm a frog. I'd like to tell you about being green. Do you know what's green? Well, I am, for one thing. You see, frogs are green, and I'm a frog, and that means I'm green. You see, it's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you're blending with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over, 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring, and greens can be cool and friendly like, and green can be big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why. But why, wonder, I am green, and it'll do fine. It's beautiful, and I think it's what I want to be.
Well. That was an interesting song. It wasn't quite the same style as Jim Henson did when he sang it as Kermit, but I like Thurl's voice. His voice is so deep. When you listen to it, it almost sounds like it's in slow motion, but I mean, you know, it's at the wrong speed, but it's not. It's being played at the correct speed. He just had an amazing voice. Now, this next one is really cool. It's a good one for Halloween, so you might clip this out of the show and use it for something for Halloween. It's all about the Headless Horseman with the Ichabod Crane, so I'm going to play that for you next.
Now gather round while I elucidate on what happens outside when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin, and some don't even bother to wear their skin. I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night.
when the spooks have a midnight jamboree. They break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst when he goes a-jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand. Demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown. There's no wrath like a spook that's spurned. They don't like him and he's really burned. Swears to the longest day he's dead. He'll show them that he can get ahead. Close all the windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause he'll flip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big. Park in the middle or a wig. Black or white or even red. The headless horseman needs a head with a hip, hip and clippity-clop. He's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man.
I am a very big fan of that song, and I'll tell you, every time I hear Thurl, it just makes me want to talk deep. I don't think I can quite do it, though. Well, the next thing I've got here is an interview with Thurl. And when I went through all the stuff on YouTube looking for clips from Thurl, I didn't find very much, but I did find this, and I wasn't really expecting to find this. Apparently, this was done on a television show on the Disney Channel called Disneyland Inside Out. Unfortunately, nowhere in the clip, nowhere on YouTube, and nowhere I could find searching the internet did I find the name of the interviewer. So I apologize to the interviewer, should he happen to hear this, for not mentioning his name. And if anybody happens to know who this is, let me know, and I'll credit him. So now comes the interview with Thurl. By the way, he was sitting right in front of the Haunted Mansion when they did the interview. So here we go.
This was built back in 1963, but the ride didn't open for another 6 years. You see, they couldn't decide whether to make it funny or scary, so they just decided to do both. And right here is the guy who makes it both funny and scary. Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for a grim, grinning ghost.
You mean a grim, grinning ghost that comes out to socialize?
Oh, man, that deep voice is fantastic. I'm sitting next to a legend right here. That's right. This is Thurl Ravenscroft. He does most of the voices at Disneyland and Disney World. You've heard him all the time. Thurl, give me some of the voices that you've done here at the park.
Well, I'm the first mate, the voice of the first mate on the Mark Twain. And in the Bear Country Jamboree, I'm the old sourpuss on the wall, the buffalo head. Sing it, babe! Come on, sing it, babe! And I've done. I'm the parrot in the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Let me hear the parrot.
Well, we're going to show you all a trick now. We're going to make you all disappear.
You gotta love that. Now, there's also one voice that you've been doing for 45 years.
yeah.
What voice is that?
Well, I'm sure you've heard the guy who, if somebody says, Tony, are they any good? Tony says, good, they're great.
How many times have you guys heard that, right? They're great. You've heard that a million times. What other voices have you done?
Well, if you listen for a moment, you'll hear one of them.
Little Disneyland Limited, now arriving from a trip around Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
What about Disney World?
Well, they use the same tracks.
Oh, they do?
Same tracks, yeah. And I thought they would undoubtedly use Japanese in Japan.
Sure.
But they wanted the original American, so my tapes are in all the rides. The only thing they use in Japan are directions. Then that's in Japanese. Otherwise, they use all of our tapes. Same thing.
You can't beat that. Were you born with that voice? Or was it a muscle that you had to develop?
You should have seen the expression on my mother's face when I said, Mama, Mama. Well, God gave me an unusual instrument. I had to learn how to use it. I studied for grand opera. I was going to be a grand opera singer. So that, you know, helped me develop my voice. And then I found out I could have a lot more fun and make more money doing animals and working for Disney and doing Tony and et cetera. So I never went into opera.
Hey, Michael Jordan was born to leap, right? And you were born to do the characters.
I was born to do characters with a deep voice. In Hollywood, they call me the lowest. But I've never bothered to find out exactly what they mean by it.
What do you think? Show me how to get that voice.
You have to vocalize.
Okay.
As simple as that.
Right.
The harder you work lowering your voice, the deeper it'll get.
All right.
Try it. Mommy me mo moo.
Mommy me mo moo.
That's it. Mommy me mo moo.
Mommy me mo moo.
Mommy me mo moo.
Mommy me mo moo.
Not bad. Mommy me mo moo.
I can't tell you, doing voices myself, how enjoyable it is to sit and talk with you. It's been great.
Well, Podcateers, I thought I had all the clips I needed, but it turns out I don't have the Thurl Ravenscroft audio from the train station. I do have some audio I just recorded day before yesterday out at the park on the train. I recorded the Grand Circle Tour of Disneyland on the train. There's all the crowd noise, some little kids yelling at Mickey, and so forth and so on that you catch on the train. I hope you enjoy it. It's in binaural audio, so just kick back and put your headphones on and enjoy the audio. So here we go on with that.
Come on. City that just joined us, welcome aboard. Our next stop, Biggie's Toontown Depot. Please send smaller children towards the center of the train, away from the train opening, and remain seated at all times, keeping all body parts inside of the train. Our next stop, Mickey's Toontown Depot.
To those who just joined us, welcome aboard the Disneyland Railroad. To ensure a safe ride, remember to stay seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the train. And please, watch your kids. Para su seguridad, permanezca sentado y mantenga las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del tren. Y cuide a las pequeñas. Gracias. Here now enters Splash Mountain, where every day is a different day.
Okay. I'd like to welcome you aboard the Disneyland Railroad. At this time, everyone should be seated. All small children seated toward the front of the row. Wait for the vehicle to be next stop. Tomorrowland.
Aboard!
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on the Disneyland Railroad. For a safe ride, remember to stay seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the train. And please, watch your kids.
¿Qué tal, amigos? Y bienvenidos a bordo. Para su seguridad, permanezca sentado y mantenga las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del tren. Y cuide a los pequeños. Gracias.
As we steam on through the fast lane, you may want to take one more look at the majestic happiest cruise in ever seen.
Once again, folks, we need everyone to be fully seated at all times.
Look, it's the grandpa bear.
Thank you.
walk on board while riding with us, please remain seated, seating all small children away from train openings and towards the center of the benches. Our next stop will be Main Street Station, Main Street, USA.
Oh, that's
okay, folks, inside the diorama, please don't flash pictures. There are plate glass windows between us and the animals, so please don't flash. This is a good time for you to adjust your camera.
Inside the train. Be sure to watch your kids and no flash pictures, please.
Para su seguridad, permanezca sentado y mantenga las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del tren y cuide a los pequeños. Por favor, no tome fotografías con flash. Station, gateway to Disneyland. If you leave us here, stay in your seat till we come to a full stop. And remember to gather all your personal belongings, including the young ones if you got any.
and step carefully from the train. I'd especially like to thank those of you who've been with me for the Grand Circle Tour of Disneyland. We surely hope you enjoyed your travels with us and that you'll come back and see us again real soon. For those of you traveling on, we'll be on our way again in just a few minutes. This is Main Street Station, Main Street, USA.
Well, Podcateers, the sun is setting on another episode of the Podcateer Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you, and I hope you'll join us out here again next week. So until then, you take care of yourselves and have a magical Disney week. Podcateers, if you enjoyed today's show, please leave us a review on iTunes. It helps us get more listeners, and it helps support the show. Podcateer is a production of Toys Etc. and is protected by a Creative Commons Attribution No Derivative 3.0 license. Podcateer is in no way affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its subsidiaries.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks! And me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Hilda, yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
Oh, that's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
So is Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.